There's a number of things that they can do. I think as part of these negotiations, we can hope to see some sort of authorized regional or UN monitoring mechanism that is using, satellite surveillance as well as on-the-ground monitors to verify that there aren't continued trafficking or the supply of weapons into Sudan that are fueling that conflict. And that if such supplies are identified, that there are tangible sanctions that will be applied to the suppliers of those weapons or funds. That said, the borders in Sudan are very porous. It's going to be difficult to stop all new supplies from reaching the combatants if the outside patrons don't come to some sort of political agreement. And so it is important that as part of the negotiations that it's impressed upon these external actors that it's in their financial and political interest for Sudan to resume being a stable and economically viable state. And so as part of this, it's important that these external actors realize there's a higher reputational cost than they've realized so far for sponsoring the conflict. And so I think that's where these hearings are important because it's going to put a more of a spotlight on those actors that have been providing weapons and funding to the respective actors. And several of these regional actors see themselves as growing regional powers. They want to be the hub for commerce, trade, travel, tourism in the region. And so they need to understand that their continued sponsoring of this conflict, and with it, the ethnic cleansing that is part and parcel of the conflict. This is putting their own regional reputation at risk, and that's going to have very significant political and economic costs for them.
So, how serious is the continuation of the conflict in Sudan to the regional security in Africa?
It's extremely important. Sudan has seven neighboring countries and the Red Sea. It borders Africa and the Middle East. It's one of the reasons why we're seeing this growing interest and involvement of a host of outside actors, including Russia, the UAE, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey. And, there's a real concern that this scramble for influence in Sudan will only accelerate until there is some sort of negotiated settlement and that all sides recognize that, having some sort of internationally brokered agreement is in the best interest rather than trying to fight it out on the ground or to outmaneuver their rivals at the expense of Sudan and Sudanese. So the strategic location of Sudan and the interest for influence by all of the regional actors is very much part and parcel of this conflict.